Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
I cannot think of that song with this music on, and I never want to go back to Arkansas.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song Regarding Ascending the Stairs by Lady Lamb the Beekeeper from her debut studio album, Ripely Pine.
I'm your apple.
The moniker Lady Lamb the Beekeeper came to Maynor Ali Spaltro in a dream and has since been popping up on marquees up and down the East Coast, not to mention online, where we read reviews of her captivating, almost spellbinding live performances and steady output of original, idiosyncratic music that we're calling a mix between Feist and Nirvana. Ripely Pine is her first studio album and has already been featured by Time Magazine and NPR, setting Lady Lamb well on her way to becoming a national name. She's here to play some songs live for us and to talk with us a little. So, Ali, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Now, musicians don't usually like it when we say cross of this person and, you know, it's like the Beatles had brunch with the Beach Boys and then, you know, had a date afterwards with Patti Smith. What do you think? Feist and Nirvana?
I love that. I think it's fascinating, and I'm very flattered by that comparison for sure.
We know that Bon Iver had his cabin in the woods and Kanye West apparently rapped, you know, with his jaws wired shut. Your origin lore begins in the basement of a video store in Maine. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Is that a true story?
It's a true story. I come from Brunswick, Maine. I worked for 4 years at an independent DVD rental store called Barton Gregg's in my hometown right on the main street. Instead of going to college, I accidentally started playing music there and became so invested that I just ended up staying there for 4 years. And I really loved working there. I love film. And it happened to be in a basement, so I was able to write songs and record and be loud after hours. I worked the closing shift, and I would pull out my gear from behind a wall and just make music all night.
Well, the name of the band came to you in your sleep. Do you get a lot of your ideas from dreams?
I do. A lot of the material on this record actually is directly inspired by dreams. I tend to write after a dream when I wake up. If it really got to me, I'll write it down pretty immediately. And then within those key words come the lyrics.
Well, let's hear from the new record, Ripely Pine. This song is called The Nothing, Part 2. And this is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper playing live for us in Studio D.
Choose to use your heart if even towards the harshest fate that it may be swallowed. A masticated, mistaken thing that you may ripely pine in the mammoth nothing of the night. Left to your own devices and to exhaust it. Your organs been given willingly.
That's the Nothing Part 2. Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, played that live for us in Studio D here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, is the band name of Ali Spaltro, and she's with us talking a little bit about her new record, which is called Ripely Pine. What does it mean to ripely pine?
To me, it means to long for something with a pulpy heart. Really, that's where that comes from. And it's directly out of a lyric from that song, The Nothing Part 2,
yeah,
on the album.
I noticed that. Well, I know you were around 18 or 19 years old when you wrote most of the songs on this record. Where were you internally at that time?
You know, I was exactly where I think every 18-year-old kid is at. I just found a way to express it. You know, at that age, you're so dramatic and everything is just this massive issue and heartbreak is everywhere and everything's a sign, and I just found a way to put it into words what I think we all feel when we're that age, and that's where the songs came from.
Hearing them live, watching you perform them in the studio, I was thinking about how sort of cinematic some of them are, and I just wonder, I mean, you must have been working all day watching DVDs, watching great films, and then making music. Do you think that came across?
Life. Absolutely. That was my life was music and film, and they definitely became interspersed.
Which is fascinating because so many reviewers who write about your live performances, you know, one of them says it was one of those situations where you could have heard a pin drop, that everybody was so intensely focused on you and you had your eyes closed. Is this cinematic image, are these playing in the back of your eyelids when it's happening?
They are. To this day, these songs certainly have a visual for me, and I'm there in the movie.
Let's hear more from the new record. This is the song Between Two Trees. This is Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, recorded live from Studio D here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Get a pillow till it makes you tired. Bummed out my whole pack and I gave my fire, all my fire. Emptied my pockets, these empty pockets. Emptied my pockets and I waited for your call. Laid on the pavement, down on the pavement, laid on the pavement with my ear against the wall. Stood on the mountain, up on the mountain, stood on the mountain and I called your name. I am no savior, I am no savior, I am no savior, I am just your dog. And I'm all tied up, see how I'm tied up, my wrists are bound, I am the boat on your dock. I'm just the boat on your dock.
That's a song, Between Two Trees. I hear that lyric and you say, my wrists are bound, I am the boat on your dock. That's such a main image.
It sure is.
Right? Stuck.
Yeah.
Just stuck there. And I wonder, now you live in Brooklyn, no longer in Maine. Has that changed your approach to songs? I mean, your whole field of vision must be so different.
It, interestingly for me, has changed the way that I sing in terms of not having a practice space now in Brooklyn at the moment. So finding clever ways to write music and not make too much noise. So whereas in Maine I could be really loud in the basement with an electric guitar, now I'm sitting on my bed with an acoustic guitar, which has opened up, I found my range, and I've noticed that I can sing different ways I didn't know that I could, which has been a great thing to learn.
I will bury you between two trees. I will bury you with me.
You do get to a lot of places. I mean, emotionally, there's quite a range. There's a rawness, there's screaming. Sometimes there's maniacal kind of laughing in the songs, almost a kind of crying. You really put yourself out there emotionally. Do you think that's something that you might regret in a few years' time?
No. Because I feel really that the record and the music I make is coming from such an earnest place, and that's so important to me. And that's the way that I know how to make art. And so I think I'll continue to just be myself and be raw and honest as much as I can.
In all of your press photos, you look like you're having fun. You're surrounded by different flavors of pie, eating them with your hands. In your music video for The Nothing Part 2, which we heard earlier, you kidnap a bunch of people and force them to eat pie. So what is this fascination with pie?
I personally love pie. It's one of my favorite things. And on a rainy day, I like to just go get a slice of pie. And also, the album title reminds me of pie, Ripely Pine. And, you know, it reminds me of pie and of fruit and ripe fruit. And I love to eat. And I thought it would be fun to get messy and let them be part of the album visual.
Well, here, let's leave listeners with the deep, dark color of a nicely cooked blueberry pie. This is the song Aubergine, performed by Ali Spaltro, Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper. Ali, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, I bled blue blood from my back. Last night I was alone. Oh, Aubergine, sheets on my bed now. Oh, no. And your blue eyes lie just like an atlas in those sockets. Yeah, your blue eyes cry map water when you're sorry. Oh, so sorry. smile.